4HNR calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is K4HNR. My name's Connor, and my location is Greenville, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276, at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Before we get started here, are there any announcements, bulletins, or formal traffic for the net? Please call K4HNR or Net Control. All right, let's now begin the roll call. This is a directed net, and all stations with or without traffic, you're invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, please give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGG2 portion. Before we get to the RF check-ins, let's go ahead and welcome those who have used the pre-net check-in function on the repeater, and then we'll see who's over on Echolink tonight. Let me refresh these pre-net check-ins here. All right, first we'd like to welcome KC4PLT, that's Richard in Flowery Branch, Georgia. KF4CKT, that's John in Honeypath. KC4WGG, that's Patrick down in Rome, Georgia. KG4PFI, that's Don in Piedmont, and his wife Linda, KG4QLQ. And we have KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. WA4JJZ, that's Andrew in Mount Pisgah. N4CRV is Lee over in Simpsonville. KN4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit. And last, we've got KB2BYQ, that is Dave over in Easley. Thanks, everyone, for using the pre-net check-in function on the repeater's website. We do appreciate it. Glad we can get you checked in here tonight on a Saturday night. All right, let's open it up to Echolink stations and Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, just call K4HNR or Net Control.
KC4PLT.
You had a correction?
I'm on the pre-check-in. This is KC4PLT. The location is Pendergrass, Georgia. My mailing is in Flyer Branch, QSL.
Pendergrass, Georgia. Okay, yeah, I appreciate that. I thought I've heard other guys running the net say Pendergrass, and yeah, I've got it here as Flowery Branch, but I'll fix that in my system. I appreciate that. Did I have that right? That's Pendergrass?
I just want to get that corrected with you there. Anyway, I'll let you get back to net. KC4PLT. I'm on RS right now, mobile.
Appreciate it. Thanks for helping me update it here. Want to get that information correct. All right, looks like we don't have any Echolink stations, so with tonight being Saturday night, let's begin with the RF check-in section. It's Saturday, so we'll start with the Alpha through Delta. If the suffix of your call begins with Alpha through Delta, please call K4HNR or Net Control.
K4HNR. King Connor, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughters, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Wareshoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73 to you, and all on the net.
K4HNR. Good evening, Connor. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
HNR. Again, Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Charlie Romeo. KR4 ACR Terry and Moore, negative and negative. Good evening, Connor.
Connor, please, thanks for calling the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, and no traffic notes you tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
H&R. It's Kilo, Juliet 4, Bravo, Kilo, India, KJ4BKI. Be in and out, Mr. Connor. And Mr. Gary, y'all have a good.
Control, please check in November 4, Charlie Romeo Victor, N4CRV, Lee in Simpsonville. Yeah, I know I used the pre-net check-in, but decided to put up the antenna this afternoon. So thanks for calling that, and I'm going to hang around for a little while.
Net Control, please check in. KR4CZI, Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie, Zulu, India, Walter, and Anderson. Negative, negative.
Please call in Tom in Greenville. KR4, Bravo, Lima, X-ray, negative and negative.
All right, with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, a good group to start us off here on a Saturday night. I appreciate y'all checking in with us tonight. First, we'd like to welcome KK4DMW. That's Rick over in Piedmont, and he brings along his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO. And via telephone relay, their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Good to hear from you tonight, Rick. Hope you and the family are doing well, and thanks for checking in with us tonight. And next, we'd like to welcome W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave over in Greer. Good to hear from you tonight, Dave. Hope you are doing well. And we've got KR4ACR, that's Terry over in Warren. Check in with us tonight, Terry. And we've got KR4DOS, that's our Wednesday night net controller, Mr. Gary, over in Easley, and his wife, Joy, K3JOY. Thanks for checking in tonight, Gary. I hope you and the wife are doing well. And we'd like to welcome KJ4BKI, that's Mr. Jack over in Rock Hill. Sounding good tonight, Jack. Thanks for checking in with us tonight. And we have KR4CZI, that's Walt over in Anderson. Thanks for checking in with us tonight. Hope you are doing well. And then we've got N4CRV, Mr. Lee over in Simpsonville. Yeah, good to hear you, Lee. No problem. We got you in the pre-net check-in, but glad to hear your voice, and you're sounding good from down in Simpsonville. Hope you're having a good weekend. And last, we'd like to welcome KR4BLX. That's Mr. Tom over in Greenville. Thanks for checking in with us tonight, Tom. Hope you're doing well. Let's try one more time with the Alpha through Delta group, Alpha through Delta. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, just call K4HNR.
Please check in Kilo Romeo 4, Delta Romeo India, KR4, DRI. This is Thomas in Clemson. I'm negative.
And I'm with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You sounded a little scratchy there. Let me make sure I got you in here right. That's KR4DRI. Is that Thomas over in Clemson? Did I hear that right?
Yes, sir. Kilo Romeo 4, Delta Romeo India. Thomas in Clemson. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah, good to hear from you. Thanks for checking in with us tonight. All right, before we move on to the next group, let's take a break here for any EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check in, just call K4HNR or Net Control.
K4NHR. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee, Jim and Berea, negative and negative.
4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we would like to welcome KO4YHY, that's Jim over in Berea. Thanks for checking in with us tonight, Jim. I hope that you are doing well. All right, let's move on to the next group here down the alphabet. That's the Echo Through Hotel group. If the suffix of your call sign begins with Echo Through Hotel, please call K4HNR or Net Control.
And all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX, that's Patrick. Mahal with Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight, Connor. Thanks for calling in, sir.
KO4HKX. K4HNR, Connor. Say hello to Patrick, too. It's KC4EZN, Harry and Cameron. Other than that, I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
With the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome KO4HKX. That's Patrick up in Penrose. That's our Sunday night net controller. Good to hear from you tonight, Patrick. Hope you're having a great weekend, and thanks for checking in with us tonight. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Harry. That's KC4EZN up in Candler, North Carolina. No worries on the call there. I know you got so many swimming around in your head. I'm sure one of us would get you checked in here tonight. But good to hear from you tonight, Harry. Hope that you're doing well. All right, let's try one more time. The Echo Through Hotel group, Echo Through Hotel. If you'd like to check in, please call K4HNR or Net Control. K4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's take another pause here. To let any EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only check in, if you'd like to check in, just call K4HNR or Net Control.
K4HNR, Connor, check in. KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and the net. No traffic, no table.
K4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KA4PQA. That's Mr. Stephen over in Greenwood. Good to hear from you tonight, Stephen. Hope you're having a great weekend, and thanks for taking the time to check in with us tonight. All right, let's move it on down the alphabet here. The next group is the India through Lima group, I through L. If you'd like to check in, just call K4HNR or Net Control.
Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, India Papa Bravo, KO4IPB. This is Paul over here in Greenville. I'll be negative negative, and thanks for calling in tonight. All you guys have a great one.
Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, City in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling net, Connor. Good evening to you, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
For HNR. Listen there, Connor. Good to hear you call the net. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. 7-3.
Check in Joe, Kilo, Kilo, 4, Juliet, Delta, in Greer. I will be in and out this evening.
HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Good group here for the India through Lima group. We've got KO4IPB. That's Mr. Paul over in Greenville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Paul. Hope you are doing well and hope you have a great rest of your weekend. Next, we'd like to welcome W4IOE. That's Sid all the way up in Fletcher, North Carolina. Sounding good from up there in Fletcher, Sid. Hope you're having a good weekend. And we'd like to welcome KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry over in Greer and his wife Donna, KC4MFK. Thanks for stopping by and checking in with us tonight, Larry. Hope you and Miss Donna are doing well. And last, we'd like to welcome KK4JD. That's Joe over in Greer. Hope you're doing well tonight, Joe. Thanks for checking in with us tonight. Let's open it up one more time for the India through Lima group, India through Lima. If you'd like to check in, just call K4HNR or Net Control. To the next alphabetical group, that's the Mike through Papa group. If the suffix of your call begins with Mike through Papa, please call K4HNR or Net Control.
Net Control. In Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha. Name is Fred. I'm in StarTex. Also checking my son sitting beside me, KO4NNH. His name is Fred as well. He's here in StarTex. We'll be negative and negative.
For HNR, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
For HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome KI4MRA, that's Mr. Fred over in StarTex, and his son Fred, KO4NNH, also in StarTex. We appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. I don't think I've logged you in my call book on Saturday night before, so good to meet you guys, and thanks for checking in with us tonight. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4PXB, that is Lloyd over in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in with us tonight, Lloyd. I hope you're having a great weekend. Let's try one more time for the Mike Through Papa group. Mike Through Papa, please call K4HNR or Net Control. Right along, the next alphabetical group to check in is the Quebec Through Tango group, Q Through T. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call K4HNR or Net Control.
K4HNR. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLD, this is Chris in Liberty, and I will be negative
in there. Would you please check in Whiskey 4 Sierra Bravo X-ray? That's W4SBX. Name here is Brad, located in Simpsonville, and I'll be negative and negative, and I just want to say hello, Chris.
HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris over in Liberty. Thanks for checking in with us tonight, Chris. I hope you're doing well. And we'd like to welcome W4SBX. That's Brad over in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in, Brad. Hope you're having a great weekend. And We appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us tonight. Let's try one more time for the Quebec through Tango group. Quebec through Tango, please call K4HNR or net control. And we move on to the patient group on a Saturday night. Let's see if there's anyone in the uniform through Zulu group. If the suffix of your call begins with uniform through Zulu, please call K4HNR or net control.
Control. Again over pre-net, this is Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey. KO4ZEW, Ben as in Benjamin. Checking in over RF tonight.
HNR. Connor, hello to you and Gabrielle. Nice to see you today. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4 Zulu Lima Kilo. Shane in Cleveland, no traffic, but I'll be around for some comments.
In Kilo, Quebec 4, Yankee, Quebec, India. This is Jose and Taylor's, and I'll be negative, negative. Thank you.
HNR. Connor, hope you're doing well. Please check in KQ4, CRC. That's Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu, Romeo, Charlie. This is Grayson up in Sapphire, North Carolina. 73 to you in the net.
4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Good little group here to finish off the alphabet. First, we'd like to welcome KO4ZEW. That's Ben in Simpsonville. We got you in the pre-net check-in, but yeah, good to hear you. You're always more than welcome to check in with the RF folks. Glad we can get you checked in here tonight. Hope you're having a great weekend. And next, we'd like to welcome, that's my father-in-law, Shane, in 4ZLK over in Cleveland. Yeah, it was good to see all you guys today. I hope it didn't take too long to clean up after the after the party and everything, but yeah, good to see you guys today, and I've got you down here for a comment here later. And we'd like to welcome KQ4YQI, that's Jose over in Taylor's. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Jose. I hope that you are doing well. And finally, this is a new call for me for checking in with me tonight that I'm jotting down here, but that's KQ4ZRC. That's Grayson up in Sapphire, North Carolina. You're sounding good tonight, Grayson. We appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us, and hope you're having a great weekend. All right, did I miss anybody for the Uniform Through Zulu group? Uniform Through Zulu, if you'd like to check in, just call K4HNR or Net Control.
K4HNR. Silverlight Echo 4, Victor Golf November. KE4VGN. I'm Richard in Greenville. No traffic, no roundtable. Good evening.
NR. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. First, we'd like to welcome KE4VGN. That's Richard over in Greenville. Richard, thanks for checking in with us tonight. I do appreciate it. Hope you're having a great weekend. And next, we'd like to welcome K4XB. That's Tommy over at Honeypath and his wife, Angela, KQ4TBD. Thanks for checking in, you guys, tonight. I do appreciate it. Hope you guys are having a good weekend. All right, let's go ahead and open it up to the whole alphabet here. If anyone would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, just call K4HNR or Net Control.
Alpha 4, Foxtrot, Kilo, Quebec, KA4FKQ, Jim in 6 Mile, no traffic, no roundtable. Good evening, and thanks for calling the net.
HNR. Please check in Kilo, Charlie 3, November, Foxtrot, Alpha. This is Lee up in Piedmont. No traffic.
4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. First, we'd like to welcome KA4FKQ, that is Jim, over in 6 Mile. Good to hear from you tonight, Jim. I hope you're doing well. Thanks for checking in with us tonight. And next, we've got KC3NFA, that is Lee, over in Piedmont. Sounding good from down in Piedmont, Lee. Thanks for stopping by and checking in with us tonight. We do appreciate it. Anyone else in the whole alphabet, if anyone would like to check in, please call K4HNR or Net Control. To hear it, but that long silence usually means we've got everybody. So this is K4HNR now securing the formal portion of the net. Special thanks to everybody for checking in with me tonight. All stations wishing to secure may now do so. And we'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net. I'll make sure to do periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews in case we got it, forgot anybody or missed anybody. I've just got one up on the stump tonight. That is N4ZLK. Mr. Shane, how are you doing tonight?
HNR and 4ZLK. Hey, Connor. Didn't know it was going to come back to me so quickly. But we're doing good. Got most everything cleaned up. Got all the dishes washed and dishwasher loaded and all that stuff. Packed up everything and everything looked good. Almost can't tell anybody was here today. But we had a good time. It was nice seeing everybody and glad you guys could make it.
Well, that's good news. Yeah, it did come back around pretty quick. I was hoping to give someone the door prize, but we didn't quite make it to 50. Only made it to 44. But I think, man, there must have been at least five, maybe six or seven new calls that I've never logged in here before. So a couple new guys checking in with us tonight, which was pretty exciting. But, yeah, it was a good time this afternoon. I'm glad it was good to get everyone together. It's fun to see all the kids run around and have fun. And
it was. And I'll tell you what, it's crazy how many birthdays there are now. But, yeah, I've got a good net going. And maybe at 9:30, there'll be the second shift comes in, as Larry likes to say. Maybe we can get some more people to rag to you in here. But, well, I guess you're, well, let me see here. I don't have too much else, I guess, because I saw you. We may not see you in the morning. Beth's not feeling well. And she's pretty achy. She may have come down with the flu. I'm not sure yet, but it kind of looks like that or something similar. She's achy all over and running a fever, so I don't know if we'll see you in the morning or not.
I hate to hear that. Well, I hope that she can get some good rest, and yeah, no pressure, no worries at all if she needs to just rest all day tomorrow. I'm sure you wouldn't mind at all. Just take it easy. Take an easy day on a Sunday. That sounds fine with me.
Thinking about taking an easy day. We had everything loaded up to go to the dump, you know, with the extra trash from the party and stuff. And all of a sudden, I realized it was 10 minutes after 7, and they close at 7:20. They're open from 7:30 in the morning to 7:20 for some reason. It used to be 7:30 to 7:30, but I found out the other night when I went by there a couple weeks ago. I was late. I was there at 7:25, and there was nobody around, and the gate was shut. So I rushed over there real quick, and the guy working the place, Fred, he saw me come in. And right behind me, somebody came in with a pickup truck and a trailer load. I just had a few bags of trash. I wanted to get rid of them before the weekend, before Sunday. And I rolled in. I was unloading them. I said, how are you doing, Fred? And he said, he looked at me, and the first thing he said was, you're retired. You need to be here earlier than this.
That is so funny. That's awesome. At least he let you still throw your trash away. That's pretty good. Now, is it like that year round, or do they only do that as the sun sets earlier and earlier, or is it always just arbitrarily 7:20?
Sometime within the last year or two, and made it 7:20. I usually do go earlier. It's either first thing in the morning, or mid afternoon on a Saturday if I've been doing some stuff, but no, it used to be 7:30 to 7:30, and something changed, I guess. They probably were really slow, and they decided to let them get out early, and then now everybody rushes because they know they close early, but it was fine. I made it. I'm glad, too, because I had the extra trash from everybody being there and all the extra plates and things like that. So glad to get rid of it, because otherwise I'd have to wait till Monday.
If you can get it out of the way. The one I go to here up the road, it's closed on Sundays and Mondays. I always forget that. It always throws me off. I always try to, if I'm going to need to take anything, it's not too frequent because we've got the city trash that comes picks up the bins, but if I have anything too big, I always want to take it on a Monday, get it out of the way at the beginning of the week, but it always surprises me. And it's always so funny, like around Christmas, I remember, it's like whatever I want to pack up and take, for whatever reason, there's like, I don't know, they're doing some rule where they're not taking whatever for, for that week or something. Like we couldn't take some furniture or something around, I think it was after Christmas time, or maybe the weeks leading up to Christmas or something. But I guess they just had an influx, they had too many people bringing in old furniture because they were replacing it around Christmas time or something, and then I had to lug it all the way home and unload it and keep it for a couple weeks and then take it back later.
I remember Greenville County is closed Sunday and Monday. Pickens County is open Monday through Saturday, and they do 12-hour shifts, and the guys that work there, they'll work 2 days, then they're off for several days, so I'm not sure how many they get off, but where do you take yours to from your place? I knew there used to be a place down Farsbridge in Blackberry Valley, but man, that was years ago, so I don't know where you would go now.
Well, it might be that same one, or maybe a different one, but yeah, I think it's the same name. It's like Blackberry Residential Waste or something.
Had a landfill there back in the 70s, and then they built some houses on top of it. Now I guess it's just a transfer place where they, a collection site, and then they run it down to, down 25, I guess, to Twin Pines or Twin Chimneys, whatever they call it down there.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, it's so funny. What an interesting line of work that, you know, thankfully these guys will do that so that we can have somewhere to take all our waste. I think, you know, so funny, Tucker's always sending me pictures and videos now of him in North Dakota driving the dump trucks and going to the landfill, and he's having a fun time. He really likes driving those big trucks around.
Do it for a living. It's like playtime in the sandbox, almost. Anyway, but, yeah, it's good to have those places. When I was a kid, and I know before that, we burned a lot of stuff. Anything that would burn, we burned, and I guess that's not good for the environment, they say, but it sure seemed to cut down on the amount of trash.
4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, exactly. I remember that growing up when we were in North Dakota. Everyone had a burn barrel, or a little pile where they would just go burn their stuff, but now we got to be a little more environmentally conscious with that kind of stuff. But yeah, Tucker was telling me the other day, he's real excited. They just bought, Brad just bought a dump truck, one of those type that has like the arm that comes out off the side that can grab the can and then lift it up and dump it in and then put it back down. And he was like, "Oh, it's like a video game. It's really, I really enjoy it with that joystick. There's a joystick in it. I get to learn how to do it." But he's pretty excited.
I think you told me, isn't Brad doing residential garbage pickup now too? Is that something else he's got his fingers in?
He had to bid on the, like, city waste removal for, I think he does 4 or 5 of the surrounding towns from where the farm is. He had to bid against, like, some national waste company that does it. But I guess he bid less than them, so they let him have the contract for the city. So he does that for a lot of the businesses. And then, yeah, they've started doing residential waste, too. And then he just got a couple different trailers that have, like, hydraulics that he can, you know, just pull behind a truck or something. So they're doing just, like, debris pickup and, like, junk removal kind of thing. So they're keeping Tucker busy for sure. I don't know if he'll ever come home.
I'm sure he, like you said, he's enjoying driving the vehicles, and I'm sure he's making a good wage there as a young man. So that's good. I'm glad. Sounds like Brad is very good at picking up work, looking for opportunities, and taking advantage of opportunities that come up. So that's really good.
Oh, yeah, they're keeping him really busy, and yeah, Brad's so creative. He's good with this kind of stuff. They're about to renovate this lady's house up there. Tucker was sending me some pictures. She had, it's like the walls, I forget what it's called. It's plaster something. You probably know what it is, but it's like the horizontal slats of wood that they just like spudded some plaster up. And, you know, it kind of holds on, like grabs onto the cracks between the horizontal slats of wood. But Tucker said it's, you know, they have to suit up. It's a ton of mess. It's, you know, it's a bunch of weight. The walls are really heavy, but they're going to renovate the whole thing and try to modernize it a little bit.
Could have some lead paint in there too on those walls, possibly. Well, that's good. Well, Connor, I'll let you go. Looks like I got to take care of Blossom. She's bugging Beth, so Beth's trying to go to sleep. That dog wants her attention when she wants her attention. So anyway, I love you, and tell Gabrielle I love her, and good to see you guys today. Thanks for calling the net. You did a great job. Maybe you'll get some more check-ins now. And we'll talk to you later. K4HNR and 4ZLK.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I guess Blossom didn't get enough pets and crumbs and food today, or didn't get enough energy out. That's funny. Oh, dogs, they're so much fun. But yeah, good to talk with you. Tell Beth we said hello. Yeah, it was good to see you guys today. And hope she gets to feeling better. All right, yeah, let's open it up. See if anyone out there still wants to check in. We've got 44 check-ins tonight, so we'll see if we can make it up to number 50. If anyone would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call K4HNR or Net Control.
HNR, Net Control. If you would, take a late check-in. Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu, Lima, Echo. That's KQ4ZLE. This is Anthony. I am in Townsville, South Carolina, on Lake Hartwell. I'll be negative and negative, sir. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
4-6-L-K. This is Whiskey 4. Norway, Texas, Quebec, and Los Angeles, of Simpsonville, South Carolina.
Quick, could that last station come through one more time? I didn't catch your call sign there.
Like you said, fine. W4, Norway, Texas, Quebec, N4, W4, NTQ.
W4, NTQ, that's Whiskey 4, November, Tango, Quebec. Is that Elisha in Simpsonville?
W4, NTQ, that's... I call in here about at least once a week if I have time.
Oh, you know, yeah, appreciate you stopping by tonight. Glad we can get you here checked in, and hope you have a good rest of your weekend. Thanks for stopping by with us tonight. Now, let me get this other station in here real quick. That was KQ4ZLE. That's Anthony over in Townsville, South Carolina. Thanks for checking in with us tonight, Anthony. Hope you're doing well. And let's open it up to the whole alphabet group again. If you'd like to check in, just call K4HNR or Net Control. One last time here. Did I miss anyone for comments or check-ins? Hey, go ahead.
I'll let you know that W4NTQ, that's Eddie. He's our resident elder. He's 100 years old.
Well, I appreciate it. I think I remember you telling me about Eddie. That's awesome. I appreciate it. Thanks for thanks for letting me know that.
I'm checked in. I used to deliver to his house years ago, probably 20 years ago, out there in Simpsonville, and see him driving around. But he's been around for a while. Anyway, talk to you later. N4ZLK, back to net.
Always good to hear Elmer. KI4MRA said that.
Appreciate it. Yep, always good to hear from them. And thanks for stopping by and checking in with us tonight. All right, let's just try one more time. Did I miss anyone for comments or check-ins? Just call K4HNR or Net Control. If you stop by tomorrow night, Mr. Patrick, KO4HKX, will be running the net, and I'm sure he'd appreciate you stopping by and checking in with him. Let me go ahead and pause here real quick, and I'm going to send the net report. HNR now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our special thanks to everybody for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to its normal amateur use. 73s, everybody. God bless, and good night.